Thanks so much for calling Customer Support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Thank you, Kyra. My name is Timothy Lucas. I just made an order online, and I want to confirm it. Hello?
I'm sorry. You say you placed an order online?
Yes, I was. I answered a survey for T-Mobile.
Okay.
And I selected for my gift was a backpack.
Okay.
Tactical back. All right.
Okay.
Okay, well, I want you to check on my order. I want to make sure the order went through.
Okay, yes, sir.
I'm
sorry, what you meant to say, sir?
I want to verify my order in person because I did it online, and I want to make sure that my order went through.
What's your zip code, sir?
My order number?
Your zip code?
Zip code. 15218. That's correct.
What's your first and last name, please?
Timothy Lucas.
Thank you so much. Can you verify your mailing address, please?
Yes. That's the whole problem. I have a mailing address, but the number, my shipping wants, I want to ship this to a different address. All right, my mailing address is 1900 Monongahela Avenue. That's spelled Monongahela, apartment 1, Pittsburgh, PA, 15218.
Okay.
Did you get that?
Yes, sir, I did. Okay, sir. You say you want to change your address on your order?
Okay. I still live in the same place. I still get the billing in the same place, but I want this particular item to be shipped to a different address. Allow me to explain something. I live in a secure building, and the landlord is a slumlord. He won't fix the doorbell, and he won't fix the door buzzer. And each time I order something, it's usually shipped through UPS, and they can't get into my building. So I did tell UPS to deliver the package to the front of the building. So UPS has that information, but I don't know how you're shipping, and I want to guarantee that you at least have the order ordered. I mean, you have it in the queue.
Okay.
Okay. Is that too much, or did you understand me?
I understand you, sir. You're just fine. Yes, sir. Let me see, sir. Let me just check on that for you today, sir.
Great.
Yes,
my name's Timmy. I go by Timmy. What's your name again?
Kyra.
Spell that for me, please.
K-Y-R-A.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir. I see you pay $5.79. for the tactical bag you stated, and also you pay for the warranty also for $3.99, and you also pay for fast shipping with $4.99 also, and you also pay $9.97 for the survivor bracelet, correct?
That's correct.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to war.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to keep it at the same address, but can you give a, is there a note or anything that you could attach with it for delivery?
I can.
Great. I live above a pizza parlor called Maldini's. That's
okay.
Spelled M-A-L-I-D-I-N-I-S, Maldini's.
You said M-A-L?
M-A-L.
Okay.
D-I-N-I apostrophe S.
Okay.
He's also my landlord, which makes him a jag-off. Excuse my expression here. That's a Pittsburgh term. Anyhow, yeah, he won't fix anything. So anyhow, Bob, if the package comes and they can't get in the door, I would like them to deliver it to the pizza parlor in the front of the building. It's just a walk around, you know, from the side door.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain that. Yeah, so if it gets delivered here, they'll have to take it to the pizza parlor unless they could call me on the phone. But then you don't your dealings aren't directly with the shipping agent, are you?
I can check for you, sir. Just give me one moment, please.
Oh, certainly, dear, and I really appreciate your patience.
Just fine, sir. Thank you. Hello, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. After consulting my supervisor, as stated, sir, since you do live in a secure building apartment, and you want to be shipped to the pizza parlor, she stated that we can basically have the address of the pizza parlor on file. You know the address.
You need their address.
Yes, sir.
It's 1900.
Okay, let me get this down. Hold on one second.
Great.
Yes, sir. So when you possibly tomorrow, your tracking number should be in our system because it was just placed the order today. So you can call back tomorrow and ask for your tracking number. So when your package is actually delivered, you can go to the pizza parlor and get your package.
Perfect.
Okay. So you said the address is 1900.
Monongahela. Monongahela Avenue. Monongahela.
I'm sorry, sir. You were breaking up. So you said M-O.
M-O-N.
Okay.
O-N.
Okay.
G-A. G is in goat.
Okay. G-A. Okay.
Okay. I got lost. It's such a long name. Monongahela.
H-E-L-A?
Yes, Monongahela.
Okay.
And I'm in apartment one. Oh, the pizza parlor. Excuse me, we're still at pizza parlor. It's Maldini's Pizza. It's M-A-L-D-I-N-I. Apostrophe S. Maldini's.
Okay.
And that's it, Maldini's Pizza, P-I-Z-Z-A. And it's right on the corner of Church and Monongahela.
So it's still 1900, and, correct?
That's correct. That's okay. Correct. See, I'm in the same building, but my entrance is on Church Street. But my mailing address is on the main drag, which is Maldini's. I mean, Monongahela. I'm getting lost here today, dear.
You're fine, sir. So it's 1900 MLBIN.
No. Monongahela is the street, and it's spelled Monongahela. Apartment one.
Yes, sir. I'm referring to the pizza parlor.
The pizza parlor is spelled Maldini. Apostrophe S.
Okay, it's M-A-M-E-A-L.
No, my dear. Maldini's. It's spelled M-A-L. I'm spelling it wrong myself, I guess. M-A-L-D-I.
D-I.
D as in dog. I.
Okay.
N-I.
N-I, okay, we got it.
Maldini.
Okay.
Apostrophe F. Okay.
Gotcha.
And that, the front door, it's the entrance is on Monongahela, Maldini's Pizza, and it's in Pittsburgh, PA.
Okay.
The zip code is 15218.
Okay.
And I guess that's all you need.
Yes, sir.
Unless there's a care of, it doesn't matter. The landlord's going to be there, one of his disciples.
Yes, sir.
All right. I guess that's set up then. So the backpack will be delivered to Maldini's Pizza.
Yes, sir, it will.
They can't call me or anything, so. Geez, my dear, you were very patient and helpful, and I certainly appreciate it. Is that it? We okay then?
Yes, sir, we're just fine, sir. I have updated the address, sir, in our system for the pizza place, sir, so you're just fine.
Okay. All right, then. All I'll say is I wish you a good day, and may I say God bless.
Yes, sir, and just call back tomorrow, sir, and see if we have your tracking number in the system, okay?
Very good, then. And, again, have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
You too, sir. Thank you for your support. Have a great day.